In our lesson from the Apocalypse Revealed, we heard the words quoted, "In the day he was teaching in the temple, but going out at night, he stayed in the mount called the Mount of Olives." Two weeks ago, we celebrated Palm Sunday. Does anybody know what happened on Palm Sunday? You bring palms to celebrate what happened. Anybody know? The Lord went in. He came from the Mount of Olives, but he went into Jerusalem. So the Lord, we celebrate the fact that he went into Jerusalem, but it's important to remember that he came from the Mount of Olives. It says that he was at Bethphage, which was a little village on the slopes of the Mount of Olives. So the Lord on Palm Sunday came down from the Mount of Olives and went into Jerusalem. Now that was just a week before Easter. It was 5 days before the Last Supper. And then the events of the crucifixion. Did the Lord stay in Jerusalem? He went into Jerusalem. Did he stay in Jerusalem? What we read was that the Lord's custom was to go out of Jerusalem. And so again, when the Last Supper came, the Lord told his disciples to go and have a place ready. Where was he then? He was in Bethany, which is, again, a little village near the other little village on the slopes of the Mount of Olives. So this was part of the Lord's practice, going out to the Mount of Olives and then coming back in for the Last Supper. At the end of the Last Supper, they sang a hymn, it says, and they went out to, does anybody know where they went after the Last Supper? To the Garden of Gethsemane. And you can probably guess where that was if you don't already know. The Garden of Gethsemane was on the slopes of the Mount of Olives. As a matter of fact, the name Gethsemane probably means the olive press, the place where they would press the olives. Press the olives to get the wonderful olive oil. So the Lord, every day, would go into the city of Jerusalem, but then at night he would go back out to the Mount of Olives. So each day during that holy week between Palm Sunday and the Last Supper, the Lord was going out to the Mount of Olives, coming back in to the city. So where was this Mount of Olives? I have a picture here, and this is a picture, this is what somebody thinks it would have looked like a long time ago, for people to be on the Mount of Olives here, and then to look across the valley into Jerusalem. So the slopes go down, and then they go back up to Jerusalem. But one of the things to notice about the Mount of Olives is the Mount of Olives was actually higher than the mountains. You see, Jerusalem's on mountains, but the Mount of Olives is a higher mountain. And so people on the Mount of Olives, with all the olive trees around them, would look down upon the city with the buildings. The temple would be down there. That would be true of people, but since the Lord went out there, here's a picture of what somebody thinks it would have looked like for the Lord to be up on the Mount of Olives, looking down upon Jerusalem, where you would have the temple. And so they're up high, looking down. Now, it's also important where this mountain was in relation to the city. Not just outside of the city, but if we turn around now, if we're down in Jerusalem, this is now like today. If you're in Jerusalem, you look up at the Mount of Olives, there it is. And what direction is it? Well, see if you can figure this out. Here is the Mount of Olives, again, you can't see it very well, because it's the first thing in the morning. And the sun is about to rise. So think about being in Jerusalem, and you're looking at the Mount of Olives, and the sun is rising over the Mount of Olives. So what direction is that they're looking? Do you know? They're looking east. So the Mount of Olives is higher than Jerusalem, and it is to the east of Jerusalem. And here's one more close-up of the idea of seeing the sun rising over the Mount of Olives from Jerusalem. So can you picture that? If you were in Jerusalem, and you were watching the sunrise, if you were right where the temple would be, and you looked up to the Mount of Olives, you'd be looking up, and you'd see the sun rising over the Mount of Olives. So the Mount of Olives was to the east, and still is, to the east of Jerusalem, and that was one of the things that was described there, upon the faces of Jerusalem to the east. So it's out there on the east, and it's not part of Jerusalem, it's around Jerusalem. Jerusalem was a very important place. It was the capital city of the ancient country of Israel, and it's where the temple was, where they worshiped the Lord. And yet here was this thing that was even higher up, the Mount of Olives out to the east. So those are important things. It's high, and it's in the east, and of course it's called the Mount of Olives. And so let's think about those olives a little bit. Olives can come in different sizes. It can be bigger olives or smaller olives. They can come in different colors. And most people think they have a very wonderful taste. They have different kinds of tastes, but there's this wonderful taste they have. And then also, of course, I mentioned the olive press, where you could press out the oil of the olive. You can see how golden that olive oil is. It's sort of a greeny gold. And it's this beautiful consistency. And these things about the olive, the good taste of the olive, the beautiful golden color of the olive oil, the fact that you can take that and put it into a lamp, and it makes a beautiful golden light when you light the lamp that's filled with olive oil. There are also things made out of the wood of the olive tree. This is a piece of something made out of olive wood. Here's a little circle of the olive wood. I don't know how well you can see it, but you can look at it after church if you'd like. And these bells, made out of olive wood, were actually made right near the Mount of Olives from wood from an olive tree. And it's a beautiful wood. It's a hard wood with these beautiful designs in it. And this too, it's got that sort of golden color to it. So we know about the olives. We know some of the things you can do with the olive tree and the fruit of the olive tree. You can make beautiful things out of the wood of the olive tree. You can eat the delicious olives from the olive tree. They can press the olives and make this wonderful golden oil out of it. And we in the new church are privileged to know that the olive oil represents the Lord's love. The Lord loves us, and you can see in these things that the Lord gives us the olive trees and the olives because He loves us and He wants good things for us. And these are especially good things, the things from the olive with the wonderful golden oil. And this occurs many places in the Word. The olive trees and the olive oil, they used it for all kinds of special things, for anointing things, for anointing the priesthood, for anointing many other things that they used in the worship of the Lord, because this golden oil was so special. And of course, it was the golden oil that they burnt in the lamps, in the tabernacle, and in the temple to make the beautiful light. Now, we were singing a hymn about how the Lord is light and the Lord is love. And the light comes from the Lord's love. If you think about the oil in the lamps giving that light, well, the oil is the love part. Now, we're talking about the olives because we're thinking about the Mount of Olives. And if you think about the other things about the Mount of Olives, that it's high up and to the east of Jerusalem, we can go back and see how that, too, tells us about the Lord's love. The Lord's love is like a high mountain. The Lord's love is like the Lord shining in the east. We're talking about the lamps and the light of the lamps. Well, the light of the Lord is like the sun rising in the east. And so if you're in Jerusalem, you see the sunrise, you think about the Lord, you see the sun rising over the Mount of Olives. So finally, let us think about the Lord during that Holy Week, coming from the Mount of Olives on Palm Sunday into Jerusalem, but then going back out to the Mount of Olives and coming in for the Last Supper and coming in for anything he did that week. And what did he do that week? He came in, people celebrated the Lord, they shouted out Hosanna when he came on Palm Sunday, but he went to the temple and he scolded some of the people there. He told them that they were making the temple into a den of thieves. They were buying and selling there instead of worshiping the Lord. So he scolded people sometimes when he was in Jerusalem. But he also did wonderful things like healing people. See the Savior in the temple giving a sight to blinded eyes. The Lord came down into Jerusalem to do miracles, to heal people. And the Lord came down into Jerusalem to teach the people. So he taught them, he healed, and sometimes his teaching was to tell people that what they were doing was wrong. That's what he did down in Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is the city. Jerusalem relates to what the Lord did and what the Lord taught. But where did the Lord come from? He came from the Mount of Olives, and the Mount of Olives represents the Lord's love. And each day he would go back up to the Mount of Olives, and each night he would go back up to the Mount of Olives and come down in the morning into Jerusalem to do what he did. And this, if the people had known what the Mount of Olives stood for, they would know that that meant that everything the Lord did came from his love. So the Lord loves us, and that's why the Lord does everything that he does for us. He does wonderful things for us, like miracles, because he loves us. When we have things wrong with us, he can make us better, like the miracles where he healed people. And he does that, of course, because he loves us. And the Lord teaches us because he loves us. He wants us to know things. He wants us to know the way to get to heaven. He wants us to know how to treat other people well. So the Lord teaches us because he loves us. He comes from his love, and that comes out in his teaching. And even when the Lord may scold us or seem to be scolding us or telling us that what we're doing is wrong, that's because he loves us and he wants us to go to heaven. He wants us to learn the right way to behave. So even when it may not seem like the Lord is happy with us, that's still because he loves us, though, because he wants us to do better. And he wants to teach us the right things to do so that we can learn how to do better. And that's because he loves us. And if we listen to the Lord's teaching, if we follow the Lord, if we look to the Lord who stands on the Mount of Olives, who stands in his love, he can do wonderful things for all of us. At any time in our lives when we need the Lord's help, he can come down from the Mount of Olives, come down from his love, and do the things that will make us happy and lead us to heaven. Amen.